Hello, Ellis.
Hi, is Norm there?
No, he is not. Would you like to leave a message or something we can help you with?
Yeah, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is there like an office manager, CFO, someone else there that helps him with the business finances?
That would be me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Cal.
Cal?
Yes.
I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I really just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago, and it was just based on some financing you guys did with Bank of the West back in 2014. And so based on that, we are able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So just kind of wanted to circle back with you, see what you guys have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
At the present time, we're really not looking to purchase anything or anything that we have any need for right at the moment. So,
okay, how's business going this year? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's been pretty good. So,
pretty good. What are sales like?
What's that?
What are your sales like this year?
We got a lot of jobs going on and stuff. The biggest problem we have is trying to find any employees.
Oh, is it just trying to find the personnel? Like, do you have, like, the capital to pay them or just finding that good help?
Finding the help, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it just, like, where you guys are at? You're South Dakota, right?
Yeah, there's just a low unemployment rate and no one And with all the new government regulations and stuff, it's hard to get, like, we have some drivers that, you know, a lot of our stuff requires a CDL, too.
Is it hard to get?
What's that?
Is it hard to get the CDL?
Well, no, not real hard, but it's just like, you have to have a decent driving record and stuff. And then they have to have a drug and alcohol test, and a lot of them won't pass that.
Oh, I see. Have you guys tried advertising, doing like advertising on job boards, like in neighboring cities, to see if you can get anyone nearby to come into Mitchell and help out?
Well, yeah, we've done a little bit of that, but it's. If they're coming from off far, then they want to have like three times what the going rate is. They think they're worth, and we've tried it a time or two, and they're no good at all. Usually they're all talk and no work. You know what that deal.
Oh, really? Okay. So I guess that makes sense. But like I mean, have you tried? Like there are so many different job boards that you guys could post to, and maybe just see. I mean, not necessarily all of them would want to go three times the going rate, right? Because even though unemployment's low right now, it might not always be that way. So I feel like it's better to have a job, or at least you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, the good ones, you know, are working and have end up there, you know, they're probably working on a job that's federally funded and has a bunch of red tape involved and stuff, and so then they get paid three times the going rate, you know.
while they're on
that job, you know.
Okay, but aren't those payments usually like take forever to come through and a little bit late since it's government?
Yeah, so.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys have the business. You guys could do more business, correct? But you just don't have, like, the actual physical manpower to do it.
Yeah, so. Huh.
That is quite a conundrum.
Yeah. But I did put your, I do have your letter and stuff on file, so if something does come up, I can get in touch with you.
Perfect. Stuff, so then would you say, yeah, that's awesome. I definitely would like to keep in touch with you and just kind of see how things are going. So what is like your normal customer base, though? Are you guys mainly business to business or business to customer, consumer?
Most of it's business to business, you know.
Okay. Now, do you guys have like typical payment terms that you extend to your customers, like a 30, 60, 90?
A lot of ours are like with the business is like a contract, and where it's I submit a bill on the 20th and I get paid the following 25th of the month. This is what majority of mine are. So
it takes about a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys ever run into cash flow problems while waiting for payment?
At the present, I haven't for quite a while. And like sometimes if I got materials, I'll have a 30-day billing on that.
Mm-hmm.
My check comes, about the same time I'm billing it, my payment, I'll get my check on the 25th, and my payment is due on materials and stuff I purchased, like, on the 30th,
Oh, so you're cutting it real close there.
Yeah, but I usually have enough reserve I can do it, anyway, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you ever do run into cash flow problems where maybe, like, someone submitted the payment late and you really need to get those materials and can't get them on time, we do have a working capital program where we can get you approved in basically 24 hours, get you funded in 48 hours, and you'd be able to pay for those materials right away. That way you wouldn't be, late starting that next project.
Okay.
Or generally for that, we're able to free up like about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So it's a pretty good program. How long have you guys been in the industry for?
Long time.
Okay.
72 or 3.
Years?
Something like that. No, 1972 or 1973.
Oh.
Right,
how long have you been with them?
25.
Oh, that's awesome. You must really like it. You must really enjoy your work.
Yeah. I got variety, so.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So, I guess kind of going back to, like, the growth of the company, you guys are planning to grow once you get the personnel, right? But how do you guys seek out new businesses? Do you guys do, like, marketing, digital marketing, print advertising?
Most of the time, it's jobs we bid and stuff, and there's builders exchanges, you check out what jobs are coming up, and then that are coming for bids, out for bid and stuff like that. So.
Okay, so it's all that bids that you guys do.
Yeah, it's like earlier today I lost the bid I bid on. So
how do you win and lose bids in your industry?
Well, it was a bid letting, is what it was. So, I had I quoted $164,000 on the job, and the winning bid was $152,000.
Okay, so it's just like whoever can get the lowest price, and that's kind of who they go with?
Yeah.
Do they take in consideration like quality, or is it mainly just like the price that people look at?
Well, it all has to meet specs and stuff. And we do dirt work is what we do, and then there's other companies, they come in and they do compaction tests to make sure it's getting packed good and everything's meeting the specs and stuff. So you have to, everyone's on the equal playing field. They have to meet the specs and stuff,
Okay.
And there's soil borings done before time that I have to look at and just, and know that, I got to take out 3 foot of dirt and haul that away, and then haul in all gravel to fill it up and that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, okay. And is that like pretty common?
For me it is. I mean, I've been doing it.
So you kind of just know exactly what you're looking at, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm gonna have to do this for this place, this for this.
Yeah. So.
Okay, that makes sense. Are there a lot of people out by you, like a lot of peers in your industry?
There's a couple others in Mitchell. Like this job was like 30 miles away where I went to and got beat by somebody from 30 miles the other job.
Wow, and do you guys have physically go there?
What do you mean, for the bid letting or for the...
Yeah,
for the
bid.
Yeah. Yeah, I drove over there and went to it. That way, I was there for it was at a it was a a school a bid for a new, the dirt work part for a new gymnasium and stuff. So.
Okay. And do you always have to go on site and to try to do the bids, or is it just depending on like where it is and what it is?
You either have to go on site or have it mailed and stuff. It has to be a sealed. It has to be in a sealed envelope and stuff that you have to submit.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know, and then you have to have a bid bond, you know, so that which a bonding company says, yep, he's going to, if he gets it, if he's the low bidder, he has to take it, or otherwise they're hung for the difference in what you bid and what isn't, or else you have to, you know, or else you pay the difference if you don't take the bid or something. You know, so
that makes sense. So what's the farthest jobs that you guys go out? Like, 30 miles, like, pretty close? Do you get 100, 200?
Well, 30 is probably, I mean, we've 30 is probably about as far as we go out for the most part. We've gone, you know, we do once in a while do like a 60 or so.
Mm-hmm.
3-4 years ago, we did one 120 away, or no, 100 away, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, we did that one, and we did like if we're doing the 60 and stuff, we do it for a local contractor here that we do a lot of work for, and they like our work, so we kind of just they'll ask us to go for them and stuff. But so if we can work it into our schedule, we'll do that and stuff. So
okay, that makes sense. But so like 30 miles is kind of like the max that you can, that you guys on your own do the bids for. Have you guys ever like had to do like where the you did the bid and the bid bond went through and then you realized it was going to be more expensive, or you bailed and had to pay that difference?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm just curious because it sounds like it would be a very scary scenario. So it sounds like you guys are kind of upcoming, looking into growth, but everything is kind of going well for you. Definitely keep us in mind. Did you say there was like a typical time of the year you guys evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
Well, sometimes we do it right, you know, for the end of the year or so, but otherwise it's if we got a specific job that come up that's going to be big and going to take, you know, rather than rent a piece of equipment for a long, you know, for mm-hmm. 3-4 months, we need it, you know, we want to upgrade or something, we'll buy it at that time to stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. Did you guys take on any new equipment this year?
Well, we bought an excavator upgraded an excavator earlier this year and stuff. So.
Oh, nice. And what is that used for exactly?
Digging dirt.
Oh, just the digging of the dirt.
Yeah, or, you know, or I like to put in sewer and water lines and that kind of stuff. It's to dig down that.
Oh, okay. How much does one of those go for?
Oh, $500,000.
Oh, wow, $500,000? Wow. All right, so you're probably, how long does one of those last?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, the one we traded off, we had had quite a while. I mean, we had had it since 2005, I think. You know.
Okay, since 2005. Costing you $500,000, what type of like return on investment do you see with something that expensive?
Well, it's part of the whole project, you know. Yet it's one of the pieces of the puzzle, so to speak, of all the equipment we need and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, they gave us a pretty good trade-in price for our old one, and then also Komatsu had the 0% financing for 6 years. So,
oh, you went straight through the vendor.
Yeah.
For the manufacturer, and it's 0% financing for six years, you said?
For 6 years, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you think you'll be able to pay it off in 6 years?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I was going to say, what happens after six? So, could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for your business?
Well, sometimes it's a deal where they get, you know, a lot of companies don't, we try to keep fairly new equipment. A lot of companies don't as much,
mm-hmm.
you know, So that's the reason to, but after a certain point, then you start having some breakdowns and stuff like that. Well, when you end up having that, up here in South Dakota, our working days with summer and stuff are only so many. So so that's another thing that figures into whether it's, if you're going to, if you end up having something that breaks down for a week, that, it'll always go down in the, on your busiest project. And busiest
time. Always. It's like, was it Murphy's Law?
Yep.
Yeah, it always is like that.
Yeah.
So you guys try to stay pretty on top of all of your equipment, it sounds like, and make sure that you have, like, the latest stuff. That way it's not breaking down on your projects, and that way when something comes up, you can do it more efficiently, faster, and actually get the results that the clients want, correct?
Yeah, yeah. And we get, when we're bidding and stuff, you bid for so much dirt you're moving, for how much, X number of dollars, well, if you can do it twice as fast with a newer piece of equipment, then adds up there. It makes the payment, I guess you'd say.
Definitely, and it makes the payment for the bids too. Because if someone tells me it's going to take a month versus 2 weeks, obviously I'm going to choose 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, next time you guys are looking to, upgrade some of your equipment, let me know, and we can definitely help you with financing there. We have, the equipment financing program, same deal as yours, traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term. We got our rates start in the single digits, so not as good as 0% if you're going straight through the manufacturer, but if you're going through a vendor or someone else, we can definitely help you out there.
Okay. You have yourself a good day now.
Yeah, do you have an email so I can send you a quick note and then keep me on file?
Sure. The SCH ONFELDERCONST @live.com.
Perfect. All right. I'll send you a quick note here, Cal, and along with an application just in case something comes up. And if it's okay with you, I'll probably check up on you a few times a year to see how things are going towards the end of the year here.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.